Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 68 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy again with a low around 54. And on Wednesday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly before 4 p.m. and a high temperature near 67 degrees. Breezy winds could gust as high as 38 miles an hour. And in the news for today, at a press conference in Madison on Monday, Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call slammed former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman for conducting a, quote, fake investigation, which he says is ripe with bias from members of Gableman's team. He added the investigation is an abuse of the legislature's authority and a waste of $700,000 of taxpayer money. While there is a place and time for election investigations, the election results in question reflect the will of the voters, he added, that from this morning's WisPolitics online website. He said attorney Andrew Kloster's involvement points to a pro-Trump bias since Kloster used to work for the Trump administration. Frankly, no serious investigator would conduct an investigation under these circumstances, and no one should treat the results of this investigation as credible, Call said. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, in a statement, slammed Call's misguided remarks and said all subpoenas in the case were issued correctly. The Rochester Republican accused the Democratic Attorney General for taking sides and said the investigation will continue in order to restore confidence in the democratic process. Sadly, Attorney General Call has sided with the out-of-state billionaires meddling in our elections and ignored Wisconsin citizens who bring up irregularities, Voss said, and the WisPolitics article stated. And in another article from WisPolitics today, Democratic Governor Tony Evers said he would veto maps the Republican-controlled legislature sends to him if they are, quote, gerrymandering 2.0. I want fair maps. I don't want Republican gerrymandered maps. I want fair maps, and that's what the people of Wisconsin deserve, he said. So if needed, what comes to my desk is gerrymandering 2.0. I'll veto it. Evers expressed confidence fair maps would be in place if redistricting is settled in court, the WisPolitics coverage stated. And finally today, the Wisconsin State Journal reports that after nearly a decade at the helm of UW-Madison, leading the university through budget cuts, political battles, and a pandemic, Chancellor Rebecca Blank is leaving at the end of the school year to become the first female president of Northwestern University. Blank, who is 66, has deep ties to Northwestern and the Chicago area, serving as a faculty member in the university's economic department from 1989 to 1999 and directing the Joint Center for Poverty Research. Blank, now serving in her ninth school year, took over as chancellor in 2013, the same year an in-state undergraduate resident tuition freeze began. She will leave Madison with the freeze lifted, though the UW Board of Regents opted not to raise tuition this school year, reflecting the strained financial landscape under which she has led, the journal report stated. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.